1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a bit more adult, so I put them early in the show away from little ears. Now, this morning, talking about a typo in an ad online.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And it's always embarrassing when you post something and it's got a typo in it. It's a lot worse when that typo makes it X-rated. This went up as a house ad in Adelaide and the real estate agent posted it. So not even the owner that was selling was the real estate agent.
Yeah.
Said, immaculate attention to detail, traditional hallway, alluring staircase, which I thought was a weird
alluring.
Use of the word alluring.
Alluring.
Like I've never been allured by a staircase.
To a staircase. Like.
Come up my stairs. Then it goes on to say the contemporary kitchen area is complete with stone benchtops, modern stainless steel appliances, loads of storage, plus a, and what I think they meant to write was walk-in pantry, but they swapped the L for an N.
Oh, wank-in pantry.
Subtle, and I like it.
Yeah. Sorry, I meant to say that in my mind, but I accidentally said it out loud. Was about it.
So they managed to fix the one that they posted online, but luckily for them, they also printed one in the paper.
Yeah.
So it's done the rounds. I mean, lots of people said, a few Facebook comments went up and said, dream house. Always wanted one of those kind of pantries. Probably wouldn't want to eat from their house. Another one says, doesn't sound very hygienic. But I just wonder how, maybe the real estate agent was trying to write that. Maybe he walked into the pantry and something inspired him.
Well, I mean, food does it to me sometimes.
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
Oh, goodness. I just have to tell people what I just told you because I just think it's hilarious. Right. But it's sad at the same time. I've been suffering really badly from panic attacks lately and they've been really shocking. I had a panic attack yesterday while getting a facial. Like, I was getting one of the most relaxing things that you could possibly ever get.
Is a facial relaxing?
Absolutely it
is. People touching your face.
Yes. Oh, the face massage is amazing. Okay. Oh, just the beautiful, like, creams that they put on. Like, it's, yeah, my beauty therapist, like, she is the bomb. Okay. Anyway, I had a bloody panic attack on the table yesterday. Like, yeah, it's really, like, that's
probably... So what did the beauty therapist do?
Oh, well, she actually talked me through it because she suffers from them as well. She's like, okay, no, you're right, you're in the room, you're okay, you're going to be all right. Yeah, they just happen at the weirdest times, Anyway, fun, because we're doing Get Fact at the moment.
Mm.
She told me this really cool fact. Dolly Parton, you know, the country singer with the big boots.
Yeah.
She actually sleeps with her makeup on.
Okay.
Because she's worried that someone's going to break in at night. And I mean, the last thing I'd be worried about is turning on the intruder, you know, like, or, you know, trying to impress
Maybe
the
that's
intruder.
Her escape technique.
Could, but that's exactly right. What if she had to run out of the house?
But
no
what if
makeup.
It's, what if it's a woman that likes men and breaks into your house and she's trying to, you know, wow him with her makeup? It's not going to work.
And,
Dolly hasn't thought this through.
Well, what she actually does is she will wake up in the morning, take her makeup off, like wipe it off, and then reapply again, but straight away. So she's never without any makeup. Isn't
surely,
that crazy?
Surely she's letting it drag on a couple of days.
Her pores must be so blocked. Like...
You just keep putting more makeup on them, don't you?
I'm going to start, like, looking, like, really closely every time I see her in the news now and just see, just see how big her pores are and see how
black. Do you reckon you just let it go for a couple of days then get a few days' value out of your makeup?
No. I mean, I wish it happened like that, but unfortunately, no. When I'm hungover, though, sometimes I just let it go for the night before. Just clean
let
up
a lot
the
of things go
underneath.
When that happens.
Anyway, time for your chance to score yourself that $100 Harvey Norman gift card. We're going to put you in the draw.
Mm.
Now, I have a fact here, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a little bit of it, and what you need to do is actually finish this fact.
Okay.
So, drinking 600 mils of soft drink a day ages a person at nearly the same rate as what?
Oh.
I'll repeat it for you again. Drinking 600 mils of soft drink a day will age you at nearly the same rate as what? Something else.
I think I know the answer, but I'm going to leave it. 13, 12, 16, if you think you know what the answer is to that one, we'll put you in the running for that $100 MVP prize thanks to Optus at Harvey Norman, your mobile phone destination.
Now, this morning, I put out there drinking 600 mils of... Mils?
Yep. No, you're right.
I wonder why that sounded so weird. I was like, wait, mils? It sounds like so little. Little sip out of the cup. 600 mils of soft drink will age you nearly the same rate as something, right?
Mm.
It's smoking.
Yeah.
So if you drink a 600 ml bottle of Coke a day, it's almost as aging as much as smoking, which is insane.
That is, like, there's a lot of people out there who would never touch cigarettes.
Yeah.
But like, smash back a Coke every day.
Smash back a couple of cans. Yeah. Like, absolutely crazy.
Or any unbranded soft drink.
Yeah. I tell you what's bloody crazy. I was watching the news last night, right? There are some sporting clubs around Australia, maybe just WA, I'm thinking, actually. Mm. Parents are wanting to get oranges banned at halftime.
Why?
It's
a bloody institution.
I don't even have kids and I was interested in this story.
Yeah.
So apparently it's the acid in the oranges that is ruining kids' teeth. So you know what they want to do in replacement?
What?
Give them lollies.
Good self.
I know.
Good self.
I'm not even kidding you. This is a report.
This is the lolly
watched
industry trying to take out the fruit industry.
Bloody Allens, I know what you're
it's
doing.
A conspiracy
We're
theory.
On here.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Right now, we're talking about the whole Izzy Folau debacle that's happening with GoFundMe, the fundraising thing that he set up and then got pulled down after, what did he raise? Just over $750,000, aiming for $3 million to pay for his legal fees against Rugby Australia. Now, it did get pulled, and I mean, it's been all over the news, and I've been watching a lot of, Q&A on ABC.
Yeah.
And my thoughts, were just like, yep, fair enough, pull it down, but there are a lot of people out there that absolutely believe that it should remain up there and that he does have that right to have that.
Yeah, and to have the legal conversation. Mm. So it is, it's very interesting, and that's why this story's been going on for so long, but we thought we'd give you an opportunity to have your thoughts on 13, 12, 16 as well.
Okay, Dallas from Harvey, what do you reckon? Do you reckon GoFundMe should have pulled down Izzy's page?
No, I think it's become more than Israel Folau's stupidity. I think it's become more about freedom of speech now, mate.
Yeah, I mean, but don't you think it's hate? Like, I was just saying to Jesse, it's hate speech, is it not?
Yeah, but it's hate speech in a certain demographic's opinion, not in everyone's opinion. Now, I want to make it clear, I disagree with him.
Yeah.
But it's hate speech in a certain demographic's opinion. Now, we're losing free speech rapidly at the moment.
Yeah.
Towards what I would call a left-wing agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that are disgruntled with it. So now they're following, silly stuff like this. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, no, fair enough. Well, that's all we wanted this morning. So thanks for calling.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Dallas. And Dallas does actually make a good point there, is that we should probably both sides come back a little bit closer together and just have a conversation about why it's, hurtful to one side or something like that, and talk a bit more. But also, I thought, it's interesting that, this is Izzy's free speech. But is it not also GoFundMe's free speech to say that we don't want to be a part of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, that's a company within itself. They take money from those charities. I mean,
Yeah.
When you set up a GoFundMe page, you have to pay, a certain percentage.
Yeah, percentage goes to them.
You
could go down this rabbit hole for ages, I guess. So, and I guess that's what this story will do.
I just don't even want to give it any more oxygen. it kind of just annoys me, it annoys me more that just because of, we've got friends that are a part of the LGBTIQA community.
Yeah.
And for anyone out there that's got friends, you know the trauma that they go through and what they have to face every single day. And for have someone with such a high profile like that to come out and say that, and then to see the support behind it in Australia is sickening.
Yeah, to feel hated in that way.
Gosh.
Yeah, so I mean, and you and I never want to stifle free speech, but we also obviously have our own opinions and things as well. So we'll try to tread that line and keep bringing the story as it comes along. Mm. But we do have to move on because...
Yeah, I'll tell you who else has been stepping over the line. Forky from Toy Story 4. Seriously, he's coming under fire.
Is he?
Yeah, I'll tell you why in the What's Trending.
Hit FM. Now at hits.com.au.
Okay, so whether you've seen Toy Story 4 or not, this is not a spoiler. However, I do want to talk about the latest addition, Forky.
I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a very good character.
Okay, I still haven't seen it. You have. So that means I will not be spoiling it because how can you spoil something you haven't actually seen yet?
True.
But I have heard, I've been reading some reports, right? Tony Hale, who voices Sporky.
Okay.
Sporky. Fork. Sorry, it is Forky, but I know he's a spork,
yes.
Right? He's come out saying that he thinks his ad-libs were a little bit too rude for the movie.
Did he ad-lib a lot of it?
Yes, because, I mean, how interesting is this? And this is just goes to show how much they trusted him, like, in creative way, is that, obviously, Forky, new character, he was just a blank slate.
Yeah.
And so they allowed Tony Hale to create the character of Forky.
That's pretty cool.
But one of the things is that you know, obviously there is a storyline that they do need to follow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of the things that he says or, you know, is kind of like ad-libbed. And he would have to do different versions of the things that he was saying. And he was saying that some of the stuff that he had to say or that he came up with was very, very rude. And although funny at the time, he was started to freak out a little bit because he didn't know whether they were going to use them or not. He was like, I wonder what version they'll use, you know?
Yeah, true.
So he was kind of freaking out a little bit. But I mean, what do you think? You've seen it.
He's totally
rude?
Fine.
Is
totally
he?
Fine. Yeah, oh. Totally fine for kids. Okay. Unless I'm too stupid to have some of the adult jokes.
Straight over your head.
Which is potentially true.
Don't worry, babe. I sometimes don't get them either, but that's expected. Anyway, also, while we're on the front of, you know, Toy Story 4, Reebok have released Buzz and Woody shoes.
Really?
Yes. Now, this is specifically just for Toy Story 4. I do just want to put out there first, though, you have to be an influencer or Beyonce if you want these shoes. Seriously, they are so limited edition. They were literally just created by Reebok to really promote Toy Story 4.
Oh, okay.
But that's why they were created. So it was kind of like, what are those? They're like, oh, these are my new Toy Story Reeboks, kind of thing. But
I'm an influencer.
If you want it, I think you have to have let's just go.
You have to have some followers.
Yes. You have to have over 100 followers, Jesse. Jeez.
Oh, man, double digits.
But
triple
digits. Seriously, check them out. They are so cool. I would definitely rock these. You know,
they
I
look
have
like
a shoe
toddler's
fanatic.
Shoes.
Yeah, and I would rock them, okay?
You would. You do.
Hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to check these out, by the way.
A long time ago, an injury far, far away. Star Wars.
Okay, so Jazzy from Bunners. I'm going to quit. Jazzy Fizzle from Bunners. How you going, girl?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. What are you up to this morning?
Not much. Just dropped the kids off at daycare and on the way to TAFE.
Okay, kids are off.
How did you get this scar? Describe in the detail.
Okay, so when I was about, I don't know, 4 or 5,
okay.
I was at school jumping rope.
Yeah.
And I come, obviously I stacked it, pretty bad.
As in the rope tripped you over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went skidding along the gravel.
Okay.
Ooh.
Can we ask questions? Questions, right? Yeah, I was like, what surface platform were you on?
Gravel, road kind of.
Were you running, skipping?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Well, attempting to, trying to.
I'm going to buzz in here, Jesse, and say, is it on your chin?
No.
Jeez, I'm glad you said that.
Mm.
I am...
It is...
King.
Or don't give her any more clues. No, Jazzy, don't do it.
No, don't listen to Jazzy. Sorry, Jazzy. Jazzy Fizzle, you can finish what you were about to say.
No.
Yes, Jazzy. Yes, Jazzy. Are you going to buzz in or are you going to have any more questions?
Julesy, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Elvo.
Nah.
Oh. Whereabouts is your scar?
On my nose.
On your nose?
Yeah.
So you went forehead first kind of scenario into the gravel. Did your hands not come out and try to stop you or did you just couldn't?
Well, I think I was holding the rope.
I was like, yeah, can't let go of the rope.
Yeah, I've got to clear that.
Yeah, I'm not that coordinated.
Don't worry, babe.
But the principal had to take me home and everything because, mum didn't have a phone back then.
Yeah.
Rocked up and I had, half my nose hanging off.
Oh.
I came off a bike on a gravel road once and I had gravel. I didn't realise I had gravel in my arm for over a week. Did you have any stuck in your face for a while?
No, the nurse cleaned it out quite good, but I cried a lot from the pain. Pulling,
girl, yeah. remember on the Mundipiti?
Yeah.
Oh, I came off just on the other side of Collie.
I saw that.
Same bloody thing, girl, but I'm going to tell you, I know you're, laughing about holding onto the skipping rope. I held onto the freaking bike.
Yeah.
Seriously, and I was 32 years of age. I held onto the bike like it was going to save me.
Jazzy, thank you for your story this morning, mate. We're going to put you in the running for that $100 MVP prize.
Awesome, cool. Thank you.
No worries. We'll give you another shot tomorrow for that one. Thanks to Optus at Harvey Norman, your mobile phone destination.
Oh, speaking about things to give away, coming up after 8 o'clock, we are doing You Versus Us, your chance to score yourself a $150 Pacific Perth voucher.
But just after 8, I want to talk to you about something that I've had in my eye on for a little while now.
Dating?
No.
Oh.
The only one in the world, and it exists in here in WA.
Your girlfriend.
Look, it's.
What?
We're gonna talk.
That. Are you getting married or not? Seriously?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
you would have known that I was dating someone for ages before married.
I don't know.
You think I'm just going to meet her in a elope to Vegas style?
That's exactly how I think that it's going to happen for you.
This story is about specifically Western Australia, nothing to do with me. And it's a really cool thing that WA has that nowhere else in the world has. We're going to talk to you about it after the 8 o'clock news.
So no wedding then.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA's here.
Got the feeling right now.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. And I want to kick off your morning this morning with a fun fact that I think a lot of people maybe didn't know, or maybe I'm only just getting across this now as well about WA, is that we have the only Chewett Forest in the world.
You actually told me this when I first arrived in WA last year.
Yeah.
We were driving down south. Where were we driving down south? Or maybe driving to Perth.
It's just near Busselton.
Yeah. We were driving down south and you were explaining it to me because I was looking for a big piece of wood to make a coffee table.
Yes.
Yeah. And
which is distinctly what you don't want to do with this forest.
Yeah, sorry. It's not what I was planning to do with that forest. It's just that I saw a sign for
But we were talking
some wood.
Yes,
we were. Yeah.
Now, this is quite interesting because it used to be this 110,000 hectare forest is now 3,500 hectares. So it is massively depleted.
What
3% of it
logging.
Is left. Yeah, logging, farming, clearing for housing, all sorts of stuff like that. But there's a really cool group that are trying to do something to save it, and I cannot stress this enough.
Save the trees.
Only one in the world. We are the only ones in the world that have these tall Chewett trees.
Oh, please tell me that people are, tying themselves to it to save the trees.
No,
you
know,
you
see
those actors.
They're trying to plant, seedlings to rehabilitate the forest.
That is beautiful. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
You can get involved as well. It's called the Ludlow Chewett Forest, and if you chuck it into Google, there's there's a restoration group, and they're trying to help bring it back. And for $10, you can sponsor a seedling, or you can buy a membership, and
that
membership lasts for life.
Wait, can you own a tree?
Well, if you sponsor a seedling, your name goes on their website as having sponsored.
I actually thought you were going to say your name goes on the tree, and I was like.
That might kill the tree.
You just plant a tree, grow it, carve your name into it, kills it.
No.
I'm like, That is so twisted, Jesse.
And that's exactly why that's not what I'm saying. So, if you would like to sponsor one, I think you and I should sponsor one as a show.
Yes, the Jesse and Jules tree. I would absolutely love that. How long does it take to grow?
They can take a very long time. There's a tree in there that's 600 years old.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so Tua trees are pretty phenomenal.
I just want to know how big it's going to get till I can carve my name.
LudlowTuaForest.org.au if you'd like to go
Ludlow. Can you spell Ludlow?
L-U-D-L-O-W.
And Tua is like Stuart without the S.
Correct. I just thought that was worth sharing for WA because I just think it's remarkable. It's the only one in the world.
Yeah, no,
it's right here on our doorstep.
It's crazy. No, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. $10.
Yeah. And you can be a part of saving it, which is just really, really cool.
Cool.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Scandalous.
Oh, can't believe it. What is the world coming to? I was watching the news last night. That's shocking within itself, to be
that
honest.
That is scandalous.
I was watching this report about oranges getting banned at halftime on sporting grounds, at sporting fields for kids. And I was like, who would ban oranges? They're the cheapest things, they just gets passed around to moms and dads to bring at the half times and stuff like that. But apparently there are a lot of parents out there that are wanting to stop this. And I was like, why? I got so invested in this. I don't even have kids. I don't, I was just like,
but also,
why do I need to know this info?
There's a level of nostalgia as well, because when you're a kid and you're playing footy or something like that and you got oranges at halftime, you're like, yeah, this is the best.
Yeah, right. And especially if they were really like iced chili or like when they were like frozen and they defrosted at the first half of the game. So then by the time you got it, it's still a little bit icy.
Yeah,
it'd freeze your teeth off. Anyway, that is the reason why they're trying to ban these oranges from halftime is the acidity in the oranges is apparently eroding the kids' teeth.
Right.
Now, I'm like, yep, fair enough. Listen.
Okay, hear me out.
Dental work is expensive, right? I don't have any kids, so I can't speak it there for the parents and go, your kid can have oranges. I'm not paying for their dental plan.
True.
Seriously. However, on this report last night, they did say, your dentist was on there. He's like, well, all you need to do is just drink some water to wash the acidity away from the oranges.
Which you do a lot of when you're playing sport.
Exactly. So I was like, what's the problem there? Anyway, this is another thing as well, too. They had this bloke on there, and he's talking about what they're doing to not what he was doing, but what parents are doing to replace the oranges.
Yeah.
I nearly fell off my chair, and I was on the couch.
Not too far to go.
Lollies! Their issue is with the oranges is that it's the acidity with the teeth. So what do they do to replace it? Bloody lollies. I nearly lost it. I was like,
it's a bloody conspiracy here from the dental industry,
absolutely.
I reckon.
Absolutely. Anyway, so if you've noticed if you're noticing that there's lollies coming in at halftime now, that is apparently why. I just cannot fathom it. But, I'm sure they're the same kind of parents that be like, no, you're not eating the oranges, but when you finish the game, if you kick a goal, I'll take you to Macca's.
I wish I had those.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
5 questions. All you got to do is buzz in with your name and choose who you would like to go against.
Well, yeah, I was just like, firstly, you need to choose whether you're going to go against myself or Jesse. We've got Alyssa from Bunners. Who do you want to go up against?
I'll go for Jules.
Ooh!
Taking on Julesy. Quizmaster Jesse back in the game.
Palms are sweaty. Arms spaghetti.
Weak. Arms are heavy. Vomit orange sweater. All right. Alyssa, just got to buzz in with your name. We've got 5 questions. And if you get it wrong, then Jules will get a crack and vice versa as well, okay?
Yep, all right.
Question number 1. Getting quick here, Alyssa.
Yep.
Whose controversial GoFundMe campaign has been taken down?
I've only been talking about him all morning. Israel.
Israel.
Falau.
Very true.
Oh, gosh, I wanted to put a middle name in there, but I know kids are listening. I can.
All right, Liz. Question number 2. Ooh, geography.
Oh, who is in charge of writing these stupid questions?
What is the capital city of Australia?
Jules.
Okay.
Alyssa.
Canberra.
Go, Jules. Oh, Liz, she's gone 2 up on you straight off the bat here. So you've got to get this one, okay, Liz?
Yep.
Oh, it's a sports question, but... okay.
You know I'm into my sports.
All right, Liz. Which Australian female tennis player is now number one in the world?
Jules. Oh, it's a quick one this morning, people. She is on fire.
I'm going to time you out in a sec here. What is your answer? I hope you've forgotten the name.
No, I have. I know it's Barty. Ash Barty. What?
Nah, it is correct. Damn it.
Oh, Alyssa.
Oh, Liz. Sorry, mate. She's absolutely smashed it. Hey, can we do the last two questions? Because I reckon Liz will get on the board here.
Okay.
Number four, multiple choice. Groom is the world's largest producer of what? A, diamonds. B, pearls. C, gold.
Oh. Do you know this one, Alyssa?
No, I'm not sure.
Can I say diamonds?
Gold. Jules has gone with diamonds.
Who'd you go for, Alyssa?
That is incorrect.
Gold.
Also incorrect.
Pearls.
It's pearls. Broom pearls, yeah.
Stop it.
Massive.
Oh, I was going to say those Matsu ginger beers.
Largest producer of mango beer.
Yeah.
Okay, question number five. All right. Which big name Perth pop star has announced an Australian tour? Jules, we were actually talking about him in the office yesterday. Oh, maybe you weren't here.
Oh, him?
Yeah, it's a him.
Is he from like an X Factor show or something?
Nope. No. Oh, I don't think so, no.
Alyssa?
Oh, I have no idea.
Who is it? All right, Jesse, sitting over there so smug like you know.
Smug because I got the answer written in front of me.
Yeah.
Troye Sivan.
Is he?
Yeah, Australian
tour.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
he's a WA boy.
Oh, yeah. I think he's originally from South Africa, but he grew up in Australia.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, Liz, thank you so much for playing this morning, mate.
See you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.